there's a lot that could be said, and I don't want to take up too much time and infringe on Brother Kurt's time. But if you look at this campsite as it is today, it's a great transformation compared to what it was when we first came down here. There were trees everywhere. Where the lake is, there's nothing but trees with a little stream running through it. One of the funny incidents about it, when we were getting ready to try to figure out how high the levee might be, and by the way, it's higher, about 3 feet higher now than what it was when we did some surveying and looked out there, and they said, put a mark in a tree out there. There's a big old sycamore tree out there. And said, put a mark in there where the top of the levee will be. So I focused out there, and Brother Zach was going to climb up there and put a mark in that tree. And he started climbing up, and he said, this all right? I said, you got to go higher. He climbed up a little bit more and said, what about this? I said, no, you got to go higher. And about that time, we kind of learned that Brother Zach wasn't a lover of heights. And so he climbed up a little bit more. I said, dog, you still got to go higher. He said, I'm not going any higher. So somebody else got out there and climbed up and put a mark in almost to the top of that big old sycamore tree. But anyway, and so cleaned all of that off. And first year down here, we didn't have the pavilion. And so a lot of men, God put it on their hearts to change this place, make it more available. And there was a construction company. I don't think they're in business anymore, are they? CNS Construction in Kentucky. They basically sold the building to us at cost. I had taken a little surveying in college, so I had the job of surveying the forms out, and we surveyed some forms out for the bathhouses, and we were able to do that and throw up some barracks. Didn't have any air conditioners in the barracks then. Sir? 1972. And some men, I'll leave somebody out, I know I will, I hate calling people's names. Brother Danny Farrell, he was here this week. He and Brother Gerald Wallace were good friends before the Lord turned them around, and they got to renew their acquaintance here this week. But he and Roscoe Spencer and Brother Claude Ewing, naturally, and Robert Walker, those were some men that gave a lot of their time. And in fact, that white wall that separates this part of the pavilion from the kitchen, Brother Robert Walker built that whole wall. It's been there ever since, back in the 70s. But we come down here to put this building up, and oddly enough, well, first of all, they gave me the job of supervising putting the building up. And oddly enough, I found those old blueprints this past week in my notes of where I had studied that blueprint. I came down here when the building was all delivered and identified every beam, every brace, every nut, every bolt, every screw, every washer. I knew where everything was supposed to go, as far as I knew. So we come down here to put this building up. Brother Claude had already made sure that we had the concrete form. And so these big beams, these beams on the side, and that beam, these two pillars, the beams that go across, we put those together, and Brother Skelly Farrell had his tractor, and he had a kind of a lift on the back of it, and he welded a piece on top to make it a little bit higher. When he raised that tractor lift up, it raised those beams after we put it together, we started setting it up. And it would go just so high. And then we pushed that, all of us men get behind that and set it up straight. And by the grace of God, we were able to set all of those beams and pillars with that tractor and get them on their boats and get them tightened down. And then we went to putting the what would be the rafters on the regular building. I forget what they're called now. But all of this red stuff, not the ceiling or the roof, all of the red material, we put that up in one day. And we thought, man, this is going to be a lot easier than we thought. Until we started putting the roof on. And I mean, it was screw after screw after screw after screw after screw. It took us the rest of the week. But now, you have to remember, we came down here, there were no restrooms. There was no kitchen. I tell you, you've never had a breakfast unless you have eaten sardines for breakfast. That'll put new life into breakfast. I don't know what all we did eat, but there were a lot of sardines and bologna and beanie weenies. And I don't think a bottle of water was around then. And so, Brother Tony McAfeller, he slept out on a cot. Some slept in their cars. Some may have had tents. We can't figure out what all, but that's what we did that first week down here, put this building together. And so, following year, we had a place to get in out of the rain. Incident that happened, the trim on that end, I was laying up on top of the building putting that trim up. Had to put it in, put pop rivets in to hold it in place. And Brother Skelly Farrell had his corn wagon. Now, some of you young folks may not know what a corn wagon is, but it's a four-wheel wagon, pretty long, had sideboards on it. So the wagon would be about so high, and sideboards up about make it that much higher. And some of the stuff we had to do, put boards up on and walk across. I was up there, we were putting that up, and Brother Zach was helping me by walking across on those boards. And, sometimes Brother Zach gets to talking, everything else just goes into oblivion. So, but anyway, we were up there talking, having a good time, and had that wagon, and of course it had the tongue where it hooks up to the tractor, and he walked off the end of there. I guess I would have laughed if it killed him. The look on his face is precious today in my mind. I mean, it was one of those. I mean, he just froze. You know, he was doing a belly buster backwards. But in the mercies of God, he missed that tongue. There's a stile to the ground about 2 feet. It's left. It landed in a mud puddle where it was soft. It didn't hurt him. And so, I guess that was the closest incident we had of any harm. But we had a good time. We had a good time. I was blessed to, I was living in Memphis at that time, and blessed where I didn't have to work. And Brother Claude and I spent a lot of time. I would come down one day a week. Brother Claude would come a whole lot more. But I cherish the times Brother Claude and I would come down one day a week, and we'd do some chainsawing and mowing and just whatever we need to do. And we ate a whole lot of peanut butter and cracker and drank Pepsi. But that's just kindly a little snippet of how this all come together as money came in and years moved on, more buildings, RV hookups, tent places for tents. where you put where they were level. You didn't have to sleep on the hillside and got a rain, wonder which direction the water was going and things of that nature. But God has given a burden to a lot of men. Brother Danny Farrell said down here this week, he said he thought maybe, by the way, we bought this property from Brother Danny's father. His granddaughter still lives in the home place across the hill over there. And 1969, when Brother Danny got out of the Army, Brother Scanlon had this sowed down for a hay field. I helped cut some bushes out with Brother Danny to be out of the way of the mower. But Brother Danny said he thought when we were building all of this, it might last 5-10 years, you know, something like that, just a few years, but still going. Still going. So, that's kind of, like I said, that's just a very small snippet of some of the history of this place.